Hi, I'm Eliza Keegan, and I studied abroad in Sunshine Coast, Australia. The story I'm going to tell is about a trip we took to Bali for our spring break. There was about six of us there, and we all rented one house. It was like a huge Airbnb. We were able to have Ubers there and rent out mopeds where we could like travel throughout the little area we were in the city. And one night, me and this boy that we had met in Australia, his name was Cam, went out to dinner at like a pretty nice restaurant that was farther away. So instead of taking the moped, since we didn't know how to get there, we decided that we were going to take an Uber. So we go out to dinner and we decide we want to meet our friends at a pool. So on the way back, we are driving and he ends up falling asleep and asking if he can be brought back to the Airbnb. So our Uber driver drives us back to our Airbnb, and even though Cam had claimed that he had money to pay for the Uber, he in fact did not, and I wasn't carrying any cash there just for safety reasons and precautions. So I looked at our Uber driver and I said, look, let me go to the ATM. There's one right in town. I'll stay with you. I'll take cash out. I'll give you the cash, and then I can just walk the one block back to our Airbnb. Since we don't have cash. And he was like, okay, that's fine. So we left Cam at the Airbnb, and as we're driving to the ATM, the Uber driver looks at me and pulls out a knife and basically threatens to take out, to say he will kill me and bring me to an unknown location, basically, if I do not take out $3,000, which I'm blanking on how much that is in Indonesian cash, but I didn't even have that money in my bank account. So I said, look, I will give you everything I have in my bank account, which I believe at the time was $1,000. Just let me go to the ATM and let me take it out. So we pull over on the side of the road, and across the street at a restaurant that is right next door to the ATM that I'm going to is a table full of my friends. And they are yelling at me, saying, Eliza, Eliza, come sit with us. What are you doing, Eliza? And I could not even acknowledge that they were there. I swiftly like blocked them out. I was in absolute panic. I walked into the ATM and I took the cash out, and I got back to the car. I handed him the cash, and he ended up driving me home instead of me walking, which, you know, when I look back on, I feel like probably isn't the best decision. But I think when you're in such panic, you kind of just do what you think is right in the moment. So he ended up bringing me back where, luckily, there was a couple people at the Airbnb, who weren't at that dinner. And I started crying and I explained the entire situation. And I think, one thing through telling this story that I think is interesting is that when you're in that moment, you kind of aren't really able to acknowledge what's happening. You're in such panic. And so to be able to like debrief even after it had happened was just really, really overstimulating and overwhelming.
Wow. How did you feel being alone in that situation without access to your phone or like even really knowing where you were and your surroundings?
So I've never been in a situation like that before in my life. So I think it's hard to compare like what it would have felt like if I did have my phone or if I had known where I am. But I think you almost become in a mode of survival, like your adrenaline's really high and you're like, I will do anything to keep myself safe. And I think when I think back to it, I don't even know if I would have been able to use my phone if I had access to it, since he was watching me the entire time. But I do think that if I had known a little bit better of where I was and had a better like grapple on my location, I probably would have been able to either know where to search for help, which I really didn't know how to find, or at least had been able to feel safe to walk myself home in this situation.
Did this situation make you scared to travel in the future, or even just for the rest of your time being in Australia?
Honestly, I think that for the first couple weeks after returning home, I was definitely very cautious. Like if we would go out to bars or go out to dinner or even going to the beach during the day, I think I was really cautious of making sure that I had a familiar face around and not ever getting in an Uber alone the way I did that night. But I think that it almost made me feel more confident in traveling, because I feel like now that I know I can get through something like that, it doesn't necessarily, it makes me almost feel like I would know how to handle a situation like that again and handle it in a safer way. So I think it didn't necessarily scare me, but it definitely made me more aware for when I do travel in the future, and it made me more aware then.